A new piece of clothing can mean the world for someone in crisis. It's with that in mind that the Zonta Club of Guelph supports women who access the Sexual Assault, Domestic Violence Care Team at Guelph General Hospital with donations of clothing, from women, for women. When someone comes into the Sexual Assault Center at the hospital, a forensic exam is done, and all clothes are taken and examined, said Judy Brisson, a founding member of the Zonta Club of Guelph. Previously, nurses would send women home in hospital scrubs. But then they let us know that they could use clothing for women to wear home afterwards. We used to support this financially, but this year, we decided to buy clothes. The Sexual Assault Center provides free, confidential care to people who have experienced sexual assault or intimate partner violence. Since 1979, the Zonta Club of Guelph has worked to raise the status of women through advocacy and service. The Guelph Club is a part of Zonta International, a 100-year-old global organization with more than 30,000 members across 64 countries worldwide. Tanya Tagwerker has been a Zonta member for 15 years and also sits on the District 4 Canada Caucus. Now, we are making 50 toiletry packs for the Sexual Assault Center, for the women who are asked not to bathe or wash until after being examined. It's important for their dignity to be able to have a shower and bathe, Tagwerker said. The toiletry packs include the bare essentials like a toothbrush, toothpaste, shampoo, deodorant, and with a note of love during a time that is probably one of the worst in their lives. Zonta aims to empower women and girls through educational programming and service projects. Brisson said it all began with a need for shelter services at women in crisis in Guelph. There wasn't a need for just sexual assault, but physical assault. So, women in crisis wanted to establish a safe place to go. When they started, they rented a little apartment. But there was a lack of funding, so Zonta paid the rent for the first couple years, Brisson said. Members advocate for human rights and gender equality, globally and locally, with projects such as the Gender Violence Poster Campaign, Take Back the Night, Sisters in Spirit, the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women Vigil, Lighting Downtown Purple for the 16 Days of Activism, International Women's Day, and the annual Women on the Bridge event. Club members also work to bring attention to child marriage and human trafficking. We work with the Canadian Women's Foundation. We partnered with them on the Signal for Help. We created a program that trains people about what to do when they see the Signal for Help and how to support people who are in a domestic violence situation. That was spearheaded in our district, Tagwerker said. This project is now being distributed in other languages worldwide, which is very exciting for us. The club currently has 6 members. We used to have about 40 members. But COVID really did a number on us, Brisson said. So, we want people to know about us. We are always looking for new members. Zonta member Karen Morris is grateful for the many friendships made. And I like to do things hand-on, so if I can go out and support a protest, that's great, Morris said. Zonta president, Dorianne Cushman, is passionate about the many causes Zonta supports locally and internationally. Gender equity is a strong passion focus area of mine and so is being a part of a group that supports that locally, and advocates for it nationally, Cushman said. I feel like I'm contributing to something, and at the same time, you end up in this sisterhood that just really supports each other. Hannah Harris joined Zonta after moving to Canada just a few months ago. After COVID, I made a decision for my mental health to become ignorant to the problems of the world because I couldn't really cope with them. I felt it was too much of a burden. I couldn't watch the news. And I knew that a lot of that had to do with thinking that everything is too big, and that one person can't do anything, Harris said. I'm so moved by the work that these women do because one person can help. One person can make a difference. This group has opened my eyes and made me realize that being able to help and to contribute is actually good for my mental health. I am so grateful to have been given the opportunity. In support of International Women's Day next month, Zonta, along with a number of other local organizations, will host an innovation dinner. This year's theme is Inclusion, and will feature a marketplace and a speakers panel. On March 8, Zonta invites the community to Market Square at 11 to 4:05 a.m. for speakers, performers, activities and the annual march. "We all collaborate and support each other," Tagwerker said. "When you are part of an organization like this, it becomes family." For more information about Zonta, visit here, Facebook or email zontaguelph@gmail.com.